Angels. Does it bring you comfort to picture those loved ones who God has called home as your angels in heaven, perhaps even your personal guardian angel? It may be a comforting thought, but it is exactly that, a human thought, not a biblical truth. Angels were created long before humans as spirits without bodies. Aren't they all merely spirits who serve, sent out to help those whom God will deliver? Hebrews 1:14. If a physical body is necessary for the task at hand, God will clothe them with a human body, but only because and while it serves a purpose. Angels don't reproduce and cannot die. According to Revelation 5:11, they are a vast army consisting of thousands and thousands, millions and millions. 1/3 of them chose to follow Satan on his way out, to become subject to him and bring every kind of evil into the hearts of man. 1/3 of millions and millions is an unimaginable number of evil spirits roaming this earth looking for someone to devour. Thanks be to God that twice that number chose to stay and obey him. He sends them out as guardians and warriors for our soul's protection. We are not left helpless. Angels and people have many similarities. Both are created by God to serve and work for his kingdom, to praise him and bring him glory. If it brings you comfort to think that life with Christ after death will be lived as angels, how much more joy will you find in the truth? Perhaps you have not heard. Don't you know that we will judge angels? 1 Corinthians 6:3. Don't be downhearted that you will never earn angel status. Be overjoyed that you are destined for greater things.